Now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's now blackened 75 square miles and destroyed 500 structures. But the human toll from the Carr wildfire is what has hit hardest in Redding, California.
We're very sad to report that we have had two firefighter fatalities on this fire. One was a private hire dozer, and the other was a City of Redding firefighter. And there will be investigations ongoing into both of those accidents.
CAL FIRE's Chris Anthony. Thousands of residents remain evacuated as the fire is just 5% contained. KPIX-TV's Katie Nielsen.
What we don't have tonight, which is a good thing, is the really strong winds that they've seen over the past couple of days. So firefighters are hoping to use this time to get some hand crews in, to cut some bulldozer lines, and hopefully protect the more populated areas around Redding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created righttovoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. righttovoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. righttovoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. righttovoice.com.
The lawyer for Stormy Daniels was back in court, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
At Friday's hearing on former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's request for a gag order against the lawyer for adult film star Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti says he's confident the gag order will not be approved against him, and he says more women will be coming forward who say they've received hush payments from either Cohen for Trump or by National Enquirer publisher AMI, a supporter of Trump.
As soon as those clients green light me to release information and details relating to their prospective cases, I will release that information.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A federal judge urged the Trump administration to find deported immigrant parents so it could reunite them with their children who remain in the U.S. after being separated at the border. At a court hearing on Friday, the judge said the government deserved credit for the 1,800 children released from custody, but they were urged to focus on the 711 children that are still separated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Many theme parks across the country are the latest to announce that they've made the decision to ban plastic straws. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The Disney company says it's going to ditch single-use plastic straws and stirrers at its locations around the globe by the middle of next year. Disney also promising to reduce the number of plastic shopping bags used at its parks and on Disney cruises. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens have also recently announced similar policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
4 years after the Flint water crisis, two cities in southern Michigan were advised to stop drinking their tap water because of a high concentration of chemicals. Residents in Parchment and Cooper Township were advised to stop drinking the water because state environmental officials found it high in levels of PFAS contaminants. Water sample tests were done statewide, but the chemicals were found only in Parchment's water supply. That reserve is also used by Cooper Township, which is just 3 miles to the north. It wasn't immediately known how the chemicals entered the water system. Officials say you can bathe and wash with the water, but not drink it. As a short-term solution, the town's water supply will be drained and flushed until the PFAS levels fall below the health advisory level. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Fights for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to all who are serving and who have served, active duty military and first responders. We're brought to you on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network. Live stream or Facebook us on AllianceForTheBrave.com. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. I was in Vietnam, great place to be. And certified senior advisor joining me today, our executive director, Robin Valtudo. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. What a glorious, well, kind of a cloudy, glorious day here in Dallas-Fort Worth, which is where we're based, coming to you live from our studios, KBDT, 1160 AM, and around the globe, Jim, on Armed Forces Radio. So we want to do a quick shout out and hello to the president of Armed Forces Radio Network, Mr. Dennis, and he might be tuning in with us today, too. We've got a packed show, and I know we're going to be talking with our other counterpart who's been traveling overseas for a little while. Mr. Ron Abrams is going to be joining us, right?
Right now he's traveling in traffic, I tell you. You know, something that's happened, Robin.
Where was he, though, by the way?
He said he was in the world's worst traffic jam.
Oh, no, I meant he just got back from out of the country.
I believe he was in the Dominican Republic.
That's right. So we'll look forward
having a lot of fun down there, scuba diving, having a ball.
Yeah, gone for 2 weeks.
Hey, listen.
So what's happening?
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the nation right now. One of the things is on the eastern seaboard, these people are drowning. The weather has been terrible. Rains, flooding, tornadoes. The western side of the country is burning up. It's on fire. Everything from Colorado to California. So we're seeing some of the most extreme weather I think we've ever seen. And here we are in July. And in Dallas, we've had about 18 days over 100. We're below that now. I think that we're seeing, El Nino effect is really changing things around quite a bit.
So we're praying for everyone that lives in those areas that are very distraught right now by weather, and hope that you and your families are able to get to a safe place.
Yeah, it's tough out there. And I think that it's truly amazing, the resilience. And one of the things I'd like to bring up, too, because a lot of people don't know this, when we have major disasters, there is a tremendous group called Team Rubicon. And Team Rubicon goes out. I mean, they actually took volunteers to Nepal when Nepal had a problem. When the Hurricane Harvey hit down in Houston, Team Rubicon was there with guys who were SAR swimmers, search and rescue swimmers. And they helped, I think, between those guys and the Cajun Navy, they did a tremendous job. So here's one of my points that I want to make. If you're a veteran, if you're a patriot, or if you're active duty military, the mission can continue. Your determination, your ability to work with your brothers and sisters, there is many organizations out there available.
Yeah, you know, Team Rubicon, they probably go into the worst part of the disaster first. And then you've got organizations like Mission Continues and so many others. And not just those organizations, but our military go in as well. And we just don't hear a lot about it.
Well, that's one of the tragedies. For instance, I was on the USS Truman back in October. And right now, I believe she's in the Med, cruising there, which is absolutely fantastic. I went aboard. What a wonderful day I spent interviewing sailors, interviewing people, and all of what's going on. Truly amazing of how well plugged in they are in what they're doing. But one of the things I found out is when we were in Norfolk, the helicopter squadron, the rescue squadron, that we took a tour around Norfolk and Virginia Beach. They had rescued some, I think, several hundred, 700 or 800 people in the Hurricane Harvey. A lot of people did not know that this Navy search and rescue team out of Norfolk, Virginia, went down there, flew down there, did tremendous service in rescuing people. And I know the Coast Guard was obviously there. So that was an amazing thing for me to learn.
Ironic that you mentioned the Coast Guard, because next weekend, I won't be with you guys. I will be in Virginia meeting the captain of the U.S. Coast Guard out there.
How fun is that?
Yes, I'll
be?
Get to visit their headquarters there in Chesapeake, as well as the Navy base out there in Virginia Beach. And in fact, they're in heavy training right now for a deployment coming up very soon.
I got to tell you, a lot of people don't know about the Coast Guard and what it does in search and rescue and keeping our sea lanes open, but keeping everything really safe. I have a really good friend who was a search and rescue Coast Guard, and boy, they go into stuff that I wouldn't even begin to. Now, my last tour in Vietnam on the USS Oriskany was with a search and rescue outfit and a helicopter rescue. And let me tell you something. What those guys do is truly amazing. A lot of people don't understand that, and I think it's really important that people know. Not everybody, for instance, serves carrying a rifle. Some of the things they do in the search and rescue is infinitely more dangerous, but they're saving lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking with Captain Lechleiler for a little while now, and he was just sharing some of the very intense training that his guys have to make it through. You're talking so much time underwater, and they learn to fill their lungs with water and still be able to breathe, and even take in so much smoke and still be able to function, things that normal everyday people would make us pass out.
No doubt about it.
It's intense.
It is. It's tremendously intense. And I think that people just don't appreciate exactly what goes on. Everybody thinks about the fighter jock. Everybody thinks about the guy flying.
The glamorous.
Glamorous.
Is there any glamorous position in the military? I don't know. But we as civilians think that it's glamorous because Hollywood has made it look so glamorous. But we do forget about the Coast Guard.
I think that a lot of people too, Robin, I want to go back on something that I have had several discussions this week. I've had several calls from people. And I've got a gentleman going to be coming on in September. Dr. Stephen Holliday, and he was in the Navy. He also went to college on the GI Bill. And a lot of people don't know, man, the military can provide you the funds to go back to college. But a lot of people also don't know is that there's Naval ROTC groups. There's Army ROTC groups. There's Air Force ROTC groups. Going to that ROTC group, you need to get the information. They'll pay for your college, plus give you a monthly stipend. And that's a tremendous thing. Totally paid for college, plus you get out with a giant leap forward. You got a job.
Absolutely. And you can use that money towards getting your associate's degree, your bachelor's degree, master's degree. But guess what? You can also use it towards just general education courses, certificate courses, certification courses. I have the wonderful honor of working at Tarrant County College, and I develop a couple of Texas workforce programs, and I have a number of veterans, retired first responders in my classes using their financial assistance, whether it's through their service, through the military, or opportunities that are available to the first responders.
You know, a really good friend of mine, Ethan, went through the Tarrant County College program for becoming a pilot.
Yeah, they've got one of the first, they have a top-rated first-class operation out there at
Alliance Airport.
Yeah, Alliance Airport.
And he is now working in commercial aviation. And there is, for instance, we talk about in the first hour, we talk about jobs and employment. You know one of the biggest sectors of need for employment right now?
What is that?
Pilots.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. They tremendous need of pilots. Any pilot who's got his ATP, that's air transport pilot license, which is 1,500 hours, Man, they're being grabbed up so fast, it's not even fun.
Well, I would encourage folks that if this is piquing your interest, definitely visit the college that I'm with, because they have an aviation program. And, Jim, not just for training pilots, but also every other job that's necessary in order for these planes to fly. They've got the training for those jobs as well. But visit tccd.edu, tccd.edu. That stands for Tarrant County College District.edu.
And I think it's really, okay, it's really important. Go find out. Go to our website, alliancefortheBrave.com, and you're going to find out more and how to plug in. Plugging in is what's important. I think that a lot of people get lost when they get out and don't know where to go. And that's where we're here to try and help. And I take a lot of phone calls. So anytime you want to find out more, you can either call me, 214-502-4600, or you can go to our Alliance for the Brave website, and you can find out. We don't know everything, but if you ask a question, we'll go there and find out for you.
All right. Well, Jim, we've got the other counterpart of our team joining us now. So what I'm going to do, Jim, because this hour, the rest of this hour is going to be so fascinating with the guest that Ron Abrams has got set up for you guys. I'm going to step out, take care of some other business, and let Ron jump into my seat. But you guys, please welcome the third party of our trio. What would we call that?
Team.
Team
A for B.
I talk about the swords, the sword guys, the three musketeers.
Three musketeers.
Yes, just coming back from an amazing trip out of the country, so hopefully he'll chat about that just a little bit as well. Visit us, don't forget, visit us on Facebook at AllianceForTheBrave.com. I'll be chatting away since your lovely bride, Diane, is traveling today. Diane, we miss you. We'll welcome you back next week. But without further ado, here is retired Army veteran, Mr. Ron Abrams.
Yay.
appreciate
hey, how
appreciate
was it?
It
we were talking about, how was the traffic?
It's bad in two fronts. 183, a lot of traffic and construction, and also I-35. So with the infrastructure growing greatly in Texas, you're going to see a whole lot more of this going on, because the economy is great here in Texas.
Yeah, there's several hundred people a day moving to Dallas, but I think it seems like every highway in Dallas, every street is being torn up right now.
That's so true.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, interesting statistic, in the city of Fort Worth, every 24 minutes, there's a new family moving into that city.
Really?
Every 24 minutes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, that's a great place to go, too.
Yes, it is. I love Fort Worth. I actually live in between Dallas and Fort Worth, right in the big city of Arlington, where the stadium is and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm only about, 3 minutes away from the stadium.
How nice.
And as Robin mentioned, I just got back into country, spent 12 days in the Dominican Republic. Just needed to let my hair down, what's left of it anyway.
Wait a minute.
No, yeah. I've been keeping a bald head for a little over 20 years now, but I really enjoyed it.
It looks sharp
there.
On you.
I appreciate it.
I mean, you always look sharp.
Well, force of habit. I'm on chapter 4 of your book, Jim.
How to
look sharp.
I'm on your. Hey, you brought a guest into the studio. We've kind
yes,
of ignored him. Look, introduce James.
James Snow. I had the pleasure of meeting him a little over a year and a half ago. Yep. And he was a guest on our show before. But he's been growing by leaps and bounds with he and his business, as far as helping veterans create generational wealth. So, you know, when we come back from the break, we're definitely going to hear a whole lot more from him so that we can go more in depth in that area.
Yeah, we're going to be talking, I think, about some of the basic needs of planning that everybody fails to do, man. And when it comes to financial planning, I think that's going to be tremendous. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we lost our executive director, the only person I've ever worked with that can do a double backflip. So I tell you what, we're going to be right back after these words. And James, thank you for coming on board, man.
It's
I'm really looking forward to bringing on the discussion. And Ron, thank you for getting here. And Texas Department of Highways, thank you for creating so many jobs.
Indeed.
All right, we'll be right back after all of these words from our partners. This is Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back.
Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team. Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome aboard. You're on board with Alliance for the Brave. And this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams. Ron, you got a special guest. Introduce him. Tell us all about him.
Yes, Mr. James Snow. I had the pleasure of meeting James a little over a year ago, and there was immediate rapport. Little did I know, he was an Army veteran himself, Army combat medic. And since then, he's been able to help hundreds of veterans with their financial services, how to get those monies, creating wealth behind the scenes. And right now, he's on our show today to help the veteran listeners today and to include veteran business owners. So, again, James, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
Outstanding.
What a beautiful day to get a lot of traffic and get to see Dallas. Tell us a little bit about your organization. You're chairman of TexVet.
Yes, TexVet is an organization that is helping veteran business owners. And what we're really focusing on is helping them create their businesses to build what we could call maybe a bulletproof business practice. And a lot of the business owners, unfortunately, try to get into business too quickly. They skip some of those foundational steps, maybe doing the formal business plans. They think they don't need to do that, which unfortunately is not the truth. So it's kind of rewinding the clock a little bit and helping some of the business owners between years 1 and 5, ideally, and helping them put together a really good, robust strategy from beginning to end.
And statistically, businesses fail within, what, 2 years, 2 to 5 years? Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. And in fact, with entrepreneurship, they say about 90% of entrepreneurs are going to fail. About 40% of those end up having to liquidate their business just because of not putting together a financial strategy. So imagine not having, say, the business plan or having a good marketing plan, good advertising, you know, the funnels, lead generation, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
So we're having a lot of the influencers from literally around the world.
What I really love about Texas is that number one, we're the number one state in the union, in my opinion, especially when it comes to helping veterans overcome their significant barriers to employment.
Absolutely.
Things of that nature. But you've got a conference coming up wherein veterans can attend and learn some things as well. Right.
We're bringing about 2 dozen different influencers from around the world, like I was mentioning, to actually work with the veterans hand in hand. It's an event where, you know, not only you're sitting into the keynote speeches, which is fairly common for a lot of conferences.
Yes.
But what sets it apart is the breakout sessions, where, you know, you roll up your sleeves, get your hands dirty, and working actually with influencers that have created their empires, they have succeeded, and they're helping the veterans do that for themselves. And so you're actually walking away with a business in hand at the end of the conference.
Now, the breakout sessions themselves, will the veterans be able to choose which breakout session they would like to attend, or everything's fairly scheduled out for everyone?
A little bit of both. During your when you're doing the questionnaire, we'll take some of the questionnaire answers and determine really what's going to be appropriate for you. And
okay.
Then there'll also be some flexibility as well as some of the extra classes that you want to go through.
Well, I did want to ask you about the eligibility for the veterans in order to attend. But before we do that, because this hour is going to fly,
sure, trust me.
But when it comes to contact, how would they get in contact with you and your organization to set this up and to attend the conference?
We have a website, which is txvet.us. And from there, you can get all the information, ticket purchases and so forth. And just, you know, get all of the necessary information that you need to be able to understand what's going on and, you know, reach out to us as well.
And if you can repeat that one more time, the website.
www.txvet.us.
Very good. And they can actually set up their schedules, answer the questionnaire, and
sure.
get everything scheduled.
Get all the contacts through there.
Very good.
Let me add wings to what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because many years ago in a previous life, I managed and developed a lot of commercial real estate and took over a number of properties in foreclosure. And many of them were retail. And I would go in and meet all the tenants and... First and foremost, you're right. 90% of the businesses that start off fail within the first 1 to 2 years.
Right.
And I would sit down with each one of my tenants and say, tell me about your marketing plan. Tell me about your business plan. Show me what you've got. Well, of course, as a new landlord, they were not real happy, but I began to teach them mm-hmm. and help them. And so what I found is so many of them had taken early retirement and taken funds from early retirement. One guy had a tune and lube deal, a Texaco tune and lube. He had no clue. He was not the least bit versed on what to do within marketing that business, hiring people, all the things he really needed to know. He'd been through a short franchise deal. Another friend of mine had bought a Swenson's ice cream shop. They didn't train him thoroughly, and he did not know what he was getting into. So what you're talking about doing is so important to making it absolutely successful. And my memories of those poor guys when they had such a hard time was terrible. So I helped them. That's what you're doing, helping them to be successful. So I tell you what, This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams and James Snow. And we're going to be back at the half hour with a lot of great words about how to be successful with your own business.
And traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's now blackened 75 square miles and destroyed 500 structures. But the human toll from the Carr wildfire is what has hit hardest in Redding, California.
We're very sad to report that we have had two firefighter fatalities on this fire. One was a private hire dozer, and the other was a City of Redding firefighter. And there will be investigations ongoing into both of those accidents.
CAL FIRE's Chris Anthony. Thousands of residents remain evacuated as the fire is just 5% contained. KPIX-TV's Katie Nielsen.
What we don't have tonight, which is a good thing, is the really strong winds that they've seen over the past couple of days. So firefighters are hoping to use this time to get some hand crews in, to cut some bulldozer lines, and hopefully protect the more populated areas around Redding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it. And for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. It's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook.
Welcome back, and tie a big yellow ribbon around this building. We're here with you.
And Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook.
Welcome back. We got a little mixed communication going there, but that's half the fun. You know we're live. James, what a delight to have you in the studio, and welcome on board. Tell me a little bit about your background. You were an Army medic, and where did you serve?
Most of my service was down at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, and so I did my service there. I did have to have a medical-based discharge because of injury, and so you know, after coming back, went into the corporate world. Unfortunately, spent some time there, did learn quite a bit of things as far as from the inside out, from the corporate side of things, but was very very miserable. That was not a good transition for me.
I think a lot of people have had that experience. I've been pretty much self-employed all my life. And so from that, then how did you transition into where you are today as the chairman of the board of TexVet?
Well, with the TexVet, that's actually kind of a pet project that we started recently with a bunch of our local veterans that are here in DFW. But as far as the transition from the corporate world up to now, once I left the publishing business, went into doing advisory work kind of with identity theft, data security, information security directions, because IT was sort of my niche at that point. And over time, kind of started discovering that, you know, really I had a passion for helping people and protecting, you know, the families, protecting their assets. And so it was a slow progression from focusing on maybe the data part, you know, the very impersonal side of it, and just a slow, like I say, a slow progression getting towards helping them with you know, their finances, protecting, you know, from that direction.
So you're also quite versed in social media marketing and things of that nature, aren't you?
Somewhat. Yeah. I have a fairly heavy social media presence and you know, a lot of different venues or various platforms in that direction.
Yeah, you're on Facebook as well.
Correct.
We need to connect on LinkedIn as well. We need to do that. But he's all over Facebook, always posting. And they say to create a great social media presence, you need to post something at least seven times a week. And that'll actually boost your presence. So for the veterans out there who own businesses, definitely use that technique as well.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things. In doing this, though, the most important thing is, my personal opinion, my experience from having run shopping centers and run businesses and have tenants and sit down with the tenants, you may have a great idea. You may want to buy this franchise. I had a lady wanted to buy a franchise, for instance, in card shops. She wanted to have a card shop. And, I mean, it was going to cost about $250,000 to not only buy the franchise, but to get it going down the road and be able to get it rocking and rolling. And so I said to her, how many card shops have you ever worked in? Well, none. So you have no experience whatsoever in that form of retail. And she goes, no. And I said, okay, let's sit down. What you can relate to, James, of developing a business plan. And part of that business plan is, why don't you go get a job in a card shop and work with them for 6 months. So you understand customer relations, you understand working the cash register, you understand the hours and all that.
And even deeper, you learn a whole lot more with the demographics, your location, 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 as they say. But you have to plan all those things out, and they have to go into the business plan. Because if you're looking for capital to start your business, they're going to want to see that written plainly in your business plan as well. But James, when it comes to the Veterans Business Builder Conference, what can veterans expect to learn while they're there?
Well, effectively, you know, you're not only, like you mentioned, with the business plan, you're learning the value of that and understanding really the need for it and really the ins and outs. But you're going to be learning that from a business attorney. And so as someone who actually will draft the business plan for you, and so you're getting it from the source. You know, you're getting it from someone who actually knows what they're talking about and can do that for you and is doing that for you on site. In addition to that, going over to my part of it is handling the financial strategy and, you know, your succession planning and that part of how it fits into the business plan. Mm-hmm. But then also the advertising, marketing, social media, advertising, you know, the whole nine yards.
So, wow, you know, you are covering a lot of areas.
Yeah, websites, logos.
And how many days to the conference?
3 days.
3 days.
3 full days.
Very good. Okay.
And when is this conference?
February 22nd, 23rd, 24th in Fort Worth at Will Rogers Memorial Center.
Now, what's going to make this conference different from all of the others being held?
What makes it different is that you're actually getting tangibles. You know, it's not just going in. And,
oh, so there will be food there. No, I'm
absolutely
joking.
Well, obviously food, and it's an all-inclusive event as well. So
very good.
You know, people traveling from around the country, you know, you're going to have your hotel taken care of as well. You know, as part of that package.
Outstanding.
And again, where can people go to find out about this and sign up?
That's www.txvet.us.
Now, when it comes to success, you know, after the event, how do the attendees know that they'll be able to attain something like that success? How will they know?
Baked into what we're doing here is there's also going to be the follow-up and accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really key for making sure that there is success, because you can learn all the stuff, but if you don't know how to implement and really have somebody kind of right there with you to keep you accountable to the information. And so these influencers that are coming in, the 24 different influencers, we're actually having that follow-up baked into the program. So when you go home, you have some of that time, about 90 days of time, that the influencers are working with them and making sure that they implement everything, get everything put together. Because, there's going to be only so much that you can do in 3 days.
True.
And so,
that is true.
That way, those things that do take a little bit longer, you'll have that one-on-one time with the influencers after the fact.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be like 3 days getting hit with a fire hose, man.
Right. Yeah, a lot of information. But I like the concept of having that mentorship afterwards, though.
Sure, sure.
And they've got that for, again, a full 90 days following on of the event. That's very good. That's something that the Texas Veterans Commission tries to help out with. As you know, a lot of veterans go through the transitional assistance program once they leave the military service. And during that time, they are receiving a fire hose of information as well. So what we do with Texas Veterans Commission is help those veterans continue that process once they've left the military. So we'll help them with their resumes, their interview techniques, business dress, and also how to network properly as well. But more importantly, to get them in contact with organizations that can help them with other areas of their lives, whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's their service-connected disabilities, they're trying to get those percentages increased, things of that nature. So we really appreciate what you're doing for veterans in your organization, James.
Now, right now, today, let's say that I've decided I want to start my own business. I'm going to do a X, Y, and Z. Can I call you guys up and sit down with you right now and get some help? And prior to the conference, can we log in right now?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook group that's for this as well. And so, you can get to that through the website or go onto Facebook for the Veteran Business Builder Conference group that's on Facebook. And from there, just join up with the group. All of the influencers that are part of the conference are plugged into that as well. So, we're able to give you some of that information because, what really drives us is wanting to make sure that we can help people. And, that at the end of the day is what this is all about, is helping helping our battle buddies that have been there, took the same oath that we took, and paying it forward, as it were.
Now you've been speaking to hundreds of veterans over the years. What are some of the most common, barriers that you see them experiencing when they sit down with you?
Not knowing where the resources are is one of the things, and maybe not having the mindset to build the business the correct way. A lot of people would just want to jump into the deep end of the pool, as it were, and don't do the planning process, as we were mentioning earlier in the program here, and so that ends up really shooting them in the foot, because if you don't do it the correct way, then when those speed bumps come up in the road, if you don't have that safety net, then you really end up in a bad position.
And the common problem, again, they don't know where to find the information, the resources.
Yeah, because there's so many different resources out there, but there's not one go-to place to find those resources. And so that's something that we were, when we put this together, we were deciding, instead of just talking about it and hearing people asking for the help, let's just go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I decided, let's just go ahead and create the whole thing.
Let me ask you a question. What types of businesses do you see veterans getting involved in? What do you see some of the things that they're doing that might perk somebody's interest? If I'm sitting over there in Bahrain, or if I'm sitting in Japan, and I'm thinking, well, in a few years or a few weeks or a few months, and boy, I remember when I was a short-timer, man, we had that calendar. But I want to start a business. I'm really good at X, Y, and Z. What are some of the types of businesses you see that people are taking on and doing?
Now, I've seen a lot of saturation in certain types. Say the apparel business or the coffee businesses, different beverages, of adult beverages businesses, breweries, and so forth. And so I've seen a lot of saturation in that direction. But what I tell people is, kind of rewind a little bit and think about what it is that you're passionate about, because that's important. If you're doing what you love, then you never work a day in your life.
Right.
And, boy, that's a great statement. Say that one again.
If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I'm very much, you know, that's at my core, you know, that's what drives me is, you know, I want to help people. And so, you know, I want other people to be able to do kind of the same thing that they're passionate about, you know, their gifts, their talents, you know, the things that their creator put into them and instilled into them, you know, use those things in your business because, you know, that's where you're really going to be the most powerful.
Mm-hmm. Now, I remember reading your bio. You said that you like to base everything on faith-based.
Correct.
Or having that background. What steered you in that direction?
You know, coming from a Christian upbringing, you know, that was something that was very much a part of, you know, my childhood, my early adulthood. And really what kind of got me through all the hard times was my faith. Mm-hmm. And when I ultimately decided I want to go into becoming an entrepreneur and work for myself, doing something, you know, for myself to create a legacy for myself and my future family, is, you know, just going back to my roots. And so, you know, in Scripture, Proverbs 13:22, you know, to build a legacy for your children and your children's children. And so, you know, that was something that drove what I do in my business and likewise what I want to help other people do.
Mm-hmm. Now, oh, go ahead, Jim. Well, okay. I wanted to ask you also, James, mm-hmm. I mentioned earlier that you've helped hundreds of veterans. Now, right. I threw that statistic out there. Now, mm-hmm. if you're doing something you love, you actually lose count. So what would you say is a more accurate figure as to the number of veterans you've helped throughout the years, even coming out of the military since back then?
I really couldn't even say.
There we go. So it goes back to what you love.
Sure.
One person told me, they said, if someone called you at 3:00 in the morning mm-hmm. to do what is related to your business, how would you feel getting out of bed to do it? And he said, if you're happy about doing it with no second thought, then that's the business for you.
Right.
So again, it all goes back to what you're passionate about. What makes you happy and what drives that? Mm-hmm. I actually thought that photography would be something I wanted to do, but I come to find out that the field is fairly saturated, mm-hmm. and you've got even on Craigslist people calling themselves photographers, but they are charging very little money, like $45 to do a wedding. I'm like, what? What are you doing? But come to find out, they're just using point-and-shoot cameras that they bought from Walmart and things of that nature. But I love the fact that there's organizations such as yourselves out there that'll help a veteran with their business plan, the marketing, the demographics, the location, everything, even the social media market, to get their business launched.
Sure.
And I think that's where a lot of veterans fall short. But I wanted to ask you about the franchise market.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about the franchise market myself is that everything is in place for you. You've got standard operation procedures. You got the training manual already set up for you. And you can just get in there and run. But what experiences have you had when it comes to veterans starting in the franchise market?
Typically, the people that I've seen are actually not in that direction. But mm-hmm. I do have some contacts that I'll direct them over towards. You know,
okay.
that work with the franchise direction because, you know, that is their niche. And so, you know, when they're working in that direction, you know, kind of handing them off, you know, to the correct person.
Very good.
Man, this is an important conversation that we're having, guys. And I tell you what, I want to continue after we come back with some war stories that everybody can relate to on how to be successful and what to do. So I've got James Snow, and he is chairman of the board of TexVet. They're putting on a conference, but they're also helping veterans be successful in business. And then Ron Abrams, my teammate, I guess you would be...
Battle buddy.
Battle buddy, yeah.
Yeah.
Battle brother. I tell you what, and when it comes to dressing smart and looking sharp and first impressions count, Ron Abrams is with us with the Texas Veterans Commission.
Well, they say dress the way you want to feel. Dress the way you want to feel.
You mean I need to put on a tuxedo to come back out here? And I tell you what, we're going to be right back after these words from all of our partners. So stick around with us because we're going to have some stories that'll help you be successful.
Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea from 17 through 24 October 2018. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Do you know someone who has a drinking problem or drug addiction? Well, you know what comes next. If you or someone close to you has a bad drinking or drug problem, and they have private health insurance, free help may be available. Call a recovering addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline. They'll help you get clean and sober and give you a total rehab in a beautiful five-star treatment facility. It's like a vacation, but a clean vacation. If you have private health insurance, quitting drugs, quitting alcohol, and getting sober is just a free call away. Sorry, we don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. Make this free, confidential call now, before someone dies.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. 800-915-9734.
Hi, I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. I've been working with seniors for 10 years in Texas and Oklahoma, helping them with financial issues, home finance, helping them to restructure their life. Save their home, save the farm, that's what I do. I teach them, I help them, and I work with them. You can look me up on jimblythe.net or you can call me at 214-502-4600. That's 214-502-4600.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe, and we're talking about you being successful, whether you're on a military base or you're getting out or you're a patriot and you want to do something special. I think one of the things you said, James, as chairman of the board of TexVet, is what you do and what you're passionate about, you never work a day in your life.
Correct.
And I think one of the other things that you guys were talking about is the speed bumps in life. Man, we all go through challenges and changes. But if you don't have a plan, you're going to flounder around in an unfulfilling sea of unaccomplishment. But I want to make a point. So I'm going to inject this in, guys, because I've lived what you're talking about. I may be olden, but by golly, I'm golden. So one of the things that I tell people, young people come to me, and I'm in one of the most saturated businesses in the country. I'm in the mortgage business. How do you differentiate yourself? How do you become successful? Part of it is you earn certifications. One of the things that I did not do many years ago as a real estate developer is I took all the coursework to become an appraiser, but I never got the certification. I knew how to use that to build financial plans and to build business plans that enabled me to develop millions of square feet of buildings, okay, and get bank loans. I knew how to do that. I went through all the coursework and did all the work as a property manager, but I didn't want to be a property manager. But I did not get that certification to be a certified property manager. When the world collapsed in 1987 in the mortgage industry, and all of a sudden we had 25% unemployment. We had probably an unbelievable percentage, probably more than 50% of the commercial real estate was foreclosed on. I mean, it was terrible, huge unemployment. Nobody would hire me. Nobody would touch me. And the people that were being hired by the FDIC and the RTC had all of these initials behind their names. They were CCIMs. They were CPMs. They were MAIs. I couldn't get a job. Yet I had more field experience. I had built millions of feet, and I couldn't get a job. The difference was being certified, being excellent, standing out in what you do. So I became a refugee from commercial real estate and got into the mortgage business. Ron, you know how I did that?
How did you do that?
I was invited by a friend of mine who was the program manager for the CBS affiliate in Dallas, KRLD, to start the first mortgage and real estate radio show. And I decided to get into the mortgage business. So I differentiated myself and would go and would do speaking engagements. And I was on the radio. And you're talking about, what would you do if somebody called you in 3 a.m?
Exactly.
Well, let me tell you something. There were many, many Saturdays and Sundays that I was on the air. And I'll never forget one year in February, it's snowing so hard it took me 3 hours to get to the studio. But I was there to take calls and talk to people. When you're passionate about doing that, to help people, and as I then really enjoyed the mortgage business, and I became a specialist in FHA and VA, and I went to every class that I could, then I found out about doing reverse mortgages and helping seniors, and I qualified for that. So I became a reverse mortgage specialist, which also I became a certified senior advisor. I believe that one of the keys to success is getting certifications, getting known, publishing. I'm a published author, Challenges of Change for Seniors. I have self-published a book about planning to change. And I think that one of the things you do is you differentiate yourself. If you're passionate about, like you're here on the radio with us, stand up and shout. Let people know who you are. And so I think people, again, now, James, where can they plug in? What's the address? What's the email that people can get to? Your website?
The website is www.txvet.us.
And that's to help people be successful. Ron, what's your website? How do people get a hold of you?
Well, first of all, you can go to Alliance for the Brave. You can find us there, AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And that's with four.
Texas Veteran. I'm sorry?
That's with the number four.
The number four. Don't spell that out. That's the number four. And also, you can go to tvc.texas.gov.
I think it's really important. So I tell you what, we're going to be back at the 10 o'clock hour. But for our first responders, our active duty, our veterans everywhere, thank you for your role in this greatest generation, which is all generations that are continuing to take care of our nation. So tune in, join in, get plugged in, go to Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back after the second hour with Alliance for the Brave.
Weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A monster wildfire is racing through Redding, California, destroying everything in its path and claiming lives, according to CAL FIRE Chief Brett Govea.
We are fighting the fire as we mourn the loss of two members of our firefighting community.
Hot, dry weather is preventing crews from making much headway, says KPIX-TV's Katie Nielsen.
They're expecting temperatures during the day to top out around 110, 115. So that type of heat combined with low humidity and the winds that are predicted could mean some really extreme fire behavior.
More than 38,000 people were evacuated and over 500 structures have burned so far. It is one of several major blazes burning across the state and one of 88 burning across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the buy one, get one free special. Use my promo code USA, two for the price of one. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
Five people are dead in two shooting incidents in the Corpus Christi, Texas area. KZTV's Drew Spire says the ordeal ended at a nursing home in suburban Robstown.
That's where they found three people dead, including the shooter. Now, according to the city secretary, two other victims were found in a home belonging to the shooter. Now, it's believed the shooter killed them at his home first, then went to the nursing home where he shot two others before turning the gun on himself.
Former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen is ready to reveal information to special counsel Robert Mueller, including advanced knowledge about a pre-election meeting at Trump Tower, which promised dirt on Hillary Clinton. It's unclear whether Mueller would be interested in Cohen's testimony for his investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. He's handed Cohen's criminal case off to a U.S. attorney in New York. Cohen's under federal criminal investigation for his business practices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump is seeing lots of red for November, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
President Donald Trump expects Republicans to do better than expected in midterm elections this November. He tells the Sean Hannity radio show it's partly due to the fast-paced economic growth.
We're going to fix everything once we have the votes. You know, we really don't have, when they say a majority, it's 51-49, but it's not really, because you lose a couple and people are sick, people are ill, people can't come to vote. So in the Senate, we really don't have a majority at all.
Trump says 60 days from midterms, he'll hit the campaign trail 6 or 7 days a week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Concerns over Facebook stock dropping are not a problem, as USA's Chris Barnes explains.
Shares of Facebook fell by 19% on Thursday, a day after the world's largest social media company disclosed its quarterly revenue didn't live up to expectations and that its user metrics grew slower than some on Wall Street had predicted. But while the dollar value of the loss was the largest ever by a publicly traded company in the United States, many analysts point out that that loss wiped out months of gains, not years. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's net worth did plummet more than $15 billion with that stock dive, but it stayed around $67 billion, according to Forbes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In the home of the brave.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to all who have served, are serving, and to our first responders. Brought to you on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network. Live stream or Facebook's on AllianceForTheBrave.com. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. Man, I was out there in the Gulf of Tonkin a long time ago saying, in the air, everywhere, in the Gulf of Tonkin. Well, we ain't there now. We're all over the world. So joining me, my partners, Ron Abrams, U.S. Army veteran and Texas Veterans Commission Employment Director, and our executive director, Miss Robin Valtudo. Welcome, team.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Hour two underway. Great job with Mr. Snow. And Ron, I just learned that you're a doc now.
Yes, district outreach coordinator.
We have such a fabulous service story coming your way. But first, guys, I just want to say thank you, Jim, to Diane, all of our friends that came to celebrate my 50th birthday last weekend. It was just so phenomenal. I had my final celebration two nights ago at Nick and Sam. So I just want to do a quick plug, shameless plug. Have you all been to Nick and Sam's Steakhouse?
I have not.
In Uptown. If you have a significant other, which Jim, you do, that is a special, special place to plan a dinner for.
Really great.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm upset with you.
Why?
50? You told me you were 30. You told me you could do a backflip.
Well, I might still can. I just won't be able to get up from it. But, you know, this is so funny, and I'll say this quick so we can get to our wonderful guest. But at Nick and Sam's, my significant other, he had gone on all out, make sure the table was decorated special, and they brought this cake with sparklers. And in glitter, it had Happy Birthday Robin, and it was supposed to have said 40th. But something happened, and it looked like it said 70th. And
wow.
I'm like...
No way.
And so we had just a hoot about that, but it was just phenomenal. So, but again, so many people from all over the world that I've got friends with just through my time serving with working with Armed Forces Radio Armed Forces Radio Network, but... entertaining troops around the world. I still have some of those friendships, and boy, has everybody come out of the woodwork at 50 just to say something sweet.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, so this is the second hour of Alliance for the Brave, and we've just been talking about employment and jobs and things of that nature. So this hour, we're going to segue some tremendous history and a really delightful guy. He was been on Alliance for the Brave before, and so it's our service spotlight story. I think it's really outstanding. Robin, would you please introduce
our guest, our special guest, who you probably hear him on a weekly basis on KBDT and on USA Radio Network, because he is the fabulous, knowledgeable host of Law Talk Radio Weekly. Please welcome attorney at law from the California market, Mr. Fred Penny.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for having me on. And if you guys have a second, if I can put you on hold, I'm going to run out to the mailbox. And I think my birthday invite for your birthday has got to be stuck on the side somewhere. I just didn't look hard enough. I think it's over there.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, next year I'll fly out my Learjet and come get you. But this year, okay. It's only got propellers. It ain't going that fast.
Well, Fred.
Propellers or your tricycle.
Yeah, really.
That's what I want next year is the tricycle.
happy birthday then. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we are so thrilled to have you coming on today, not to talk about politics and so forth, but to share the service and legacy of your father. So I'm going to let you introduce him.
Sure. First of all, you know, I always love to thank the men and women in uniform. Thank you for your service. That's very important for our country and my family, and thank you very much. You know, my dad was an interesting fellow. We grew up on a ranch in Northern California, four boys. My mom was a
Southern California, Pasadena gal, and my dad was a Marine, and he was part of the 1st Marine Division. He fought in Korea. He actually was kind of grew up in the Napa Valley, if those of you who know where the Napa Valley is.
Beautiful place.
And was born in San Francisco, and he kind of had a rough upbringing, and he was out of the house when he was 14. He had a, his father, he really didn't know his father, and his mother kind of just moved around a little bit, and he was out at age 14, went and lived with his cousins, and went into the Marines at age 17 and lied about his age so he can get in the Marines. And so he was sent to Hawaii as he was an MP, and then what happened was he went back into the reserves, and they called him up as soon as the Korean War conflict came about. And so that's how it all started, and he was in his early 20s. And I sent you some pictures of him. He looks like he's 15. I mean, it's amazing how young they look, those
and Fred,
men.
As you mentioned that, I'm in just a moment. We're posting on Facebook Live, and I'm going to post some of those pictures, so look forward to that.
Right. So he goes into the Korean conflict, and one of the first areas that he sent is to the Chosun Reservoir area. So it's technically not pronounced that, and as you know, Jim, we've talked about kind of the history of this. It's pronounced, that's the Japanese version of the way that the Marines and actually the UN people started to call it Chosun Reservoir. In fact, I had a friend the other day said, "Oh, you spelled it wrong. It's C-O-E-N." I said, "No, it's I-N. It's not chosen. It's Chosun." So, but anyway, that's the way my dad used to call it, as Chosun Reservoir. But my father, we always asked him about his service, and he would never tell us. And when the interesting thing is, I always remember as a kid, my dad was about 5'11", just maybe touching 6 feet tall, 225, 30 pounds, and no fat. That man
wow.
was a block. He was a beefy, strong man. And you look at the pictures that you're going to post, he looks fairly slender, and that's kind of the way we were as young boys. But we got bigger as we grew. But he was just a tough guy, and he had a big Marine 1st Division tattoo on his left shoulder. And I always looked at it as a kid, and what's that? You know, and then later on I figured out what it was, and we always asked him, and you know, he never told us.
That's what I was going to say. How old were you by the time he finally shared something?
Yeah. So what he did is about a year and a half before he died, he opened up. We finally got him to open up, and what he did is he started losing his limbs. He had amputations, and everyone thought he was... What do they say? Oh, you're diabetic. No, he was not diabetic. He's one of the part of the cold. There's a cold frostbite Korean War veterans movement that occurred in the 1980s. They're finally figuring out they were losing their circulation due to the frostbite in the Chosun Reservoir. And it was all those Chosun Reservoir, Marines and Army individuals that were losing their limbs and losing their circulation. They didn't figure that out until about 1985 in San Diego. They had a reunion. And I'm going to get into this in a minute, but I talked to one of the reunion heads. I flew back to Alabama and talked to him. He's still alive, and talked about my father. But they finally figured out everyone's walking in limping, had circulation problems. Their limbs were gone, and they're like, what's going on with us? And they're finding out that they, because of their veins were collapsing. And that's what happened to my dad, and he died from it. And
oh
he
goodness.
Eventually passed away. He was in his 71, I believe. He was 71 when he passed away. But he fought that for 15 years. And actually, we as lawyers, and I don't know if you know the history, but we're all lawyers and judges in our family, and we helped Dad fight to get, they never gave him benefits. And we fought to help him get his benefits. And we finally did, a few years before he passed away, he received his benefits.
You know, Fred, that's such a shame. We just had my father on, who turns 80 November 11th. He was just on with us last weekend. And fortunately, today's time, it is much better for our veterans. My father, he was a mechanic on the flight decks for the Air Force. And he started losing his hearing many, many years ago. And just this past year, his caseworker at the VA, it was her idea, not my dad's, to research could his hearing loss be due to his work in service. And sure enough, it was. It upped him 30 more percent of disability. But back when your dad was passing, that wasn't happening just yet. It was just on the verge of that happening.
They just didn't know.
Yeah,
they didn't. You're right, Jim. I tell you right now, he had lawyers and judges at his disposal, and we fought it, you know. So, but he eventually got it. So here's the interesting thing. He never talked about it till the end, and our mom kind of filled us in later after he passed away. But the pictures that I sent you, did you know we never saw those pictures until my mom passed away about four or five years ago? We found those on the bottom of her hope chest. And those are the only pictures my dad kept of his battles while he was in Korea in the Chosun Reservoir area. And I'll tell you, he just didn't want to talk about it. It really affected him mentally to some degree, but he just pushed it off and wouldn't talk about it. And so when we finally talked about it, it was amazing when he opened up what he went through. And I just say, you do not know tough people until you've met people like my dad. And I met Lieutenant Snelling, by the way, who was his lieutenant and his commander. I talked to him about a year or two ago, and he is still alive, at least as of then. And I finally was able to hear from the horse's mouth about my dad. And Lieutenant Snelling, if you look him up, he is Edward W. Snelling. He was awarded the Navy Cross. And he told me, and as before he started the story, he said, let me tell you, Fred. And funny, when I called him, I said, my name's Fred Penny, and my dad's Fred Penny. He said, Fred? Is this Fred? Because I called him first, and he thought it was my dad.
Wow.
I said, no, this is Junior. I'm the young Fred. And he goes, oh. And but he said, you know what? Just generally speaking, he said, your dad should have got the Navy Cross just as much as I should have. He said, but it's just, he said, they all were brave. So anyway, let's talk about when he opened up. So my dad finally opened up. We actually had him sitting there. Picture an old Marine sitting there with a tattoo, all frail, probably weighed 125 pounds. Without his right leg completely gone. He had been amputated a number of times, different parts of his leg. And he goes, it was so cold on the Chosun Reservoir. So as you know, let's back up. Those of you who don't know the history of the Battle of the Chosun Reservoir, there's two things they're called. The first thing is they're called the Chosen Few. My dad always calls it the Frozen Chosen, and that's their nickname too, because it was so cold. But what happened is the Marines were, it's called the Chosun Reservoir, and they were battling up in that area. They were in North Korea. They've actually, you know, went into North Korea, and the biggest issue that happened was, and my dad remembered, this is what I remember him telling me, is when the Chinese came in. I believe it's the 9th Army came in, and they brought in, was it 150,000 or 300,000 troops? And 120,000. They brought in 120,000 troops, and the Marines and my dad, they had about 25,000 troops. So the amount of people, just the mass of the Chinese army coming in against our battle-hardened superstar Marines just could not handle the volume of it. My dad told me he remembers. Now he was in the Howe Company, so it was a mortar unit, but he carried a small arms machine gun up and down the hills. And he told me the hills were just brutal, walking up and down those hills and going up and down those hills. And it was freezing cold. And by the way, stop me when you're ready to take a commercial break.
Well, let's do that now, Fred. Yeah. So we're going to be right back after this word from all of our partners with Fred Penny, attorney. And today he's talking about his dad, but he's talking about the Forgotten War. In 1950, a lot of people don't know there was a tremendous war in Korea. And he's talking about his father, who was right in the middle of it. So this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams and Robin Valtudo. We'll be right back with Fred Penny talking about the Forgotten War.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our golf classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman.org and be a part of our team.
Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and the problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to ashleyburgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe, and we're talking with Fred Penny, but he is talking about Fred Penny Sr. in the Forgotten War. In 1950, we were at war again, 5 years after World War II, in Korea. And Fred, you're talking about your dad, who was a Marine and who was there. What a fascinating discussion.
And we were just diving into the conflict before we went to break, Fred. So take us back to that era.
Okay, so November 1950, North Korea, near the Chosun Reservoir. The Ninth Corps Army of the Chinese were just entered the war to help North Korea. and they brought in, ready for this, 12 divisions to come against our 25,000 Marines. And there were some Army, too, that helped.
I was going to say, so divisions, that encompassed how many people?
120,000.
Wow.
So they bring in 120,000 troops. Picture 120,000 troops. And my dad told me, he said, it was just hysteria. He said he remembers the Chinese coming toward him, and he was carrying a Browning machine gun. And then he was also in the mortar unit. What I didn't realize until I met with some of his, just a side note, just because you're in the mortar unit, which is the Howe Company, which is mortar unit, they had about 135 to 190 people in their Howe division. They also had infantry people too. Everyone thinks, oh, it's just all mortar. No, they had infantry, and he carried a machine gun too. So he said as they came over, he noticed many of the Chinese didn't even have guns. They just ran toward them, even without guns, and he noticed a number of them, instead of shoes, they had burlap around their feet, and it was taped.
Oh, my goodness. He said,
the problem is, he said, we didn't have enough. I remember him saying this, just we didn't have enough bullets. He said, we ran out of ammunition. And he said, our guns would jam. And he said, we just ran. We couldn't do anything about it. There just was mass people coming toward him.
And he said, the guns would jam because it was so cold.
It was so cold. What would happen to the gel? I mean, I'm not going to get into details, but, everything gels up when it's that cold. And in fact, he told me, he said, there's no such thing as a foxhole. They couldn't dig a foxhole because it was frozen. The ground was so frozen, they would just lay on top of the ground, and they would just get so cold. And he said he's never been so cold in his life than during that time period. So, again, it's November of 1950, and this is one of the cold snaps that they had, one of the years it was the coldest that Korea had been. So they had all these issues. Here's an interesting story my dad told, which is there's nothing fun or funny about this, but he did kind of laugh. I remember him laughing when he mentioned this. He said, you know, you watch the movies, and everybody shows the brave guy shooting and, you know, saving all these people, and he said, the reality is, and he used to call me Freddie, reality is, Freddie, I remember coming over the hill. There was a number of us in my Howe company coming over a hill. And then just as we crested the hill, the Chinese crested the hill right in front of us, just directly in front of us. And everybody just stopped and looked at each other. And he said, everyone turned around and ran. They ran the other way, and we ran back the other way.
Oh, my goodness.
So he said, oh, it's everything. Oh, everything's perfect, brave. He said, yeah, we're brave, but, you're not stupid.
Well, and they're probably thinking, thank God we're alive for another 10 minutes or so, 20
minutes
a day.
No, but he said that was a funny thing. He said we laugh about it later on. So, but anyway, and I asked him, I said, what motivates you to stay alive and to do what you do? And again, another side note, we don't understand. I never understood my dad, why he was a little bit, gruff, and I find out later in life before he passes away what he went through. And I'm saying, wow, what a great dad to temper what he's been through. And we knew nothing about it. Our lives were just a normal life with a tough Marine, by the way, a tough Marine cowboy, and a police officer. He worked for the Alcohol Beverage Control for the state of California for years as an undercover police officer. So what a tough man, but boy, what he went through. So he had two Purple Hearts. And when he came home, I know I'm jumping a little bit, but this is important to note. When he came home, my mother said he burned his uniform. Now, I talked to my dad about this, and he said, I love the Marines. I love the military. I love my country. But because we asked him about that, and he threw everything away. And it's just because he was so traumatized, he just wanted to put it all behind him. And we have found a few things, but we talked to Bill Brennan, his best friend who was in the Marines, who, by the way, I sent you a picture of his plane, of Bill Brennan's plane picking up, and one of his planes picked up the troops at Chosun Reservoir when they were retreating.
And Fred, I just posted that, so
yeah,
folks are streaming us, you can see that.
Yeah, so even Bill Brennan told me that it really was hard on my father when he came home. And I'm not going to get into details, but it's obvious what my father did. I mean, he was a machine gunner up front. I mean, you know what he did? He probably took out a lot of people, and it probably affected him.
And
you know?
At close range, too. He was looking at looking right straight in the eye. Well, Fred, this is a phenomenal conversation, And by the way, I'm going to go have lunch with my 97-year-old dad after this, and he and I are going to talk about, because he was the World War II, because he was the radioman on the Idaho that got the message that they were at war. So I tell you what, we're going to be right back with Fred Penny talking about the Forgotten War, talking about Korea, that we, most of us, know very little about. So it's Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, and Robin Valtudo. We'll be right back after these words.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A monster wildfire is racing through Redding, California, destroying everything in its path and claiming lives, according to CAL FIRE Chief Brett Govea.
We are fighting the fire as we mourn the loss of two members of our firefighting community.
Hot, dry weather is preventing crews from making much headway, says KPIX-TV's Katie Nielsen.
They're expecting temperatures during the day to top out around 110, 115. So that type of heat combined with low humidity and the winds that are predicted could mean some really extreme fire behavior.
More than 38,000 people were evacuated and over 500 structures have burned so far. It is one of several major blazes burning across the state and one of 88 burning across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. It's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team. Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to ashleyburgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim and Ron and Robin and your team for Alliance for the Brave. Joining us this morning, Dr. Kyle Knapp. Dr. Knapp, thank you for being on board. U.S. Army veteran.
Yes, thank you so much, Jim, for having me and Robin, everyone else.
Yeah, I want to get to know you a whole lot more. And joining us by phone, Fred Penny, the host of Radio Law Talk on the USA Radio Network, with your service spotlight story about your dad, part of the Frozen Chosen from the Korean War, Fred Penny. He's a Silver Star recipient. And he's also had a whole bunch of Purple Hearts. Fred, continue to tell us about your dad in the Frozen Chosen, please.
Sure. I just want to correct. Not silver. He had two bronze. My father received two Bronze Stars, and his lieutenant, I just want to make sure that's clear. He probably deserves a Silver Star, but he had two Bronze Stars, and Lieutenant Snelling, his commander and good friend, was Navy Cross, received the Navy Cross from this actual battle. And you can actually go on the internet and read all about Lieutenant Snelling. There's a whole thing on him about the Navy Cross and about Lieutenant Edward W. Snelling. And it tells about my dad. Actually, doesn't mention my dad's name, but it tells about exactly what they did and what they went through. And that's very interesting. But let's go back. So we're in North Korea. The Chinese are in. They're pushing back. And the key is the Marines, 1st Division, and I believe it's the 7th Division, is surrounded and completely surrounded by the Chinese. They can't get out. And so they have to fight their way down this road, and I don't remember the name of the road, to get down to the Chosun Reservoir where they're able to try to evacuate the Marines. And there were Army, I'm just talking about the Marines because I've only studied the Marines. So I know there was Army there, and I'm not trying to push aside the Army, but I haven't studied the history of that. But the Marines are trying to get down. My dad's trying to get down the hill to the Chosun Reservoir to get in the planes and get out of there. The issue was they had to fight their way out, and they're running out of ammunition. So my father tells me this, and then I talked to Lieutenant Snelling again a few years ago, and he said that they were out of ammunition and didn't know how to get out of there. And so if you read about Lieutenant Snelling, it shows how he ran across. There was a gap between both fronts, and there was a jeep with some ammunition, mortars, and bullets, everything in there. And he ran across, got in that jeep while he was being shot at, and drove it over to our side, and they were able to stave off the Chinese even more. Now, again, don't forget the North Koreans were fighting, but that was just nothing compared to the size of the Chinese. So they finally make it. So this happens the 24th of November through the 27th of November through December 14th is this battle. And it's interesting because my dad and everyone told me he was in it, and yet we couldn't find his records. And there was issues. My dad's records were lost. His doctors that reviewed him, his stuff was burned. And, you know, in 1973, some of the Army and the Air Force stuff was burned in the NAP. I can't remember the National Archives. And they only said there was about 14, 15 dozen approximately of the Marine stuff that was burned, but they can't find my dad's stuff, and we've had problems, and I've got all the history of my dad trying to get his file.
Let me join. Yeah, this is Dr. Kyle Knapp. Sorry. You know, I'm also, you know, in addition to being a military veteran, I actually have worked with the government, DOD, and other government agencies as a contractor and other things. I actually work with veterans in order to identify their medical records. You know, it's interesting you talk about Korea. You know, I've actually had, you know, several Korean veterans that were World War II veterans that I've been able to identify and find their medical records and also get them in, the benefits they need and their family, the support they also need as well. So, you know, there's quite a few resources out there. And I know with Alliance for the Brave and with working with the Veteran Commission here in Texas, which is one of the better agencies.
Texas Veterans Commission.
Yeah, Texas Veteran Commission. It's, you know, there's quite a few resources out there. And any of the veterans that are listening right now, you know, there are people out there that really want to help. And this is one of the organizations that does that. You know, because there is so much misinformation, and you're absolutely right. The archives, they burned. And, you know, interesting, I was military service. I was smart enough to record my medical records, and I was medically discharged for injuries sustained in service. And, you know, I was smart enough to actually copy everything. And a lot of time, the vets, they don't really understand that they need to do that, you know, before they got in the military because of there's so many fires. There's a lot of paper systems. You know, so,
right, in the 1950s, they weren't thinking about that. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's quite a few ways that you can actually do that. So definitely want to make sure that you contact Alliance for the Brave and ensure that you can actually get the support because there are some steps you may not have looked at that you know our team can help you with. And I know that's any of our listeners, obviously, would be another area that you know be able to assist them as well.
So. Yeah, Fred, and we know how to touch base. So Dr. Kyle, thank you so much for that and for that plug and just reminding people that we have so many resources. Well, you guys, because the hour's going by quickly, Fred, let's get back to your dad's story.
Sure. So finally, he makes it. Let's jump. He makes it down. I mean, it's horrific. He makes it down. He's one of the few that survives, and he receives two Purple Hearts. And it's two interesting things he told me. First of all, his first Purple Heart we knew about. He told us a mortar hit him as he was up walking along a ledge. A mortar hit him. In fact, he says he remembers rolling off into the ditch, and he got hit with shrapnel, and you could see when my dad, his whole right arm was all torn up, kind of, you could see it, and then the side of his head was kind of all ripped up. He had hair over the top, but you could see it. And he said he wasn't in there for very long. He said, it's interesting. He said, it doesn't hurt. We go, Dad, does it hurt? No, it doesn't hurt, but it's hot. It feels hot. And then he got hit again a second time, and he goes, it's weird. It's not like it's painful. It's just hot. It's like you're burning. He said, it's weird. And so that's interesting to hear that directly from a veteran who's been hit by shrapnel and a mortar. But Lieutenant Snelling finally filled the hole where his second injury occurred, which we never asked him and we didn't know. He said apparently after the Chosun Reservoir, they went and to a depot and were guarding the depot that got hit, and it blew up the depot, and my dad was one of the guys there. So that's how we believe. He said it had to be. Your dad was in my Howe company, and most of our guys were hit. He goes, I'm sure that's where your dad got hit the second time. So that was interesting to hear that stuff. But anyway, that's some interesting things that he's told me. One of the most important stories that he's told other of our close friends is he said he remembers after that being in a foxhole. And he said, you know, people realize being shot at and all that stuff is scary. He said, believe it or not, one of the most scariest things is being shelled all night. He said, I remember sitting in a foxhole and we're being shelled all night long. He said, that is the most deafening, scary thing you've ever known. He said, I remember as the morning, as I was sitting in my foxhole, he said, I was by myself in my hole, and as the morning rolled up and it was just starting to get light, he noticed a fly flying around in his foxhole. And he still says, he goes, I remember looking at that fly and saying, oh, what I would do to be a fly right now. And he remembers saying, I wish I can just fly out of here. And he was looking at the fly. And then he started tearing up. I remember him tearing up. My dad never cried. Teared up, and his best friend in the foxhole next to him, just early in that morning, a round landed right in his foxhole. And he said he remembers his friend, part of his friend being in his foxhole. And then he stopped, and then he just went on and started talking about something else. And so these guys went through a lot. It's just amazing. If you see the picture of my dad when he would go out in the evening times and they would do reconnaissance, did you see what he was wearing? He had a pair of pants and no shirt. And, you know, they were nothing.
Back then, even how the shoes were made, everything was so limited compared to what our military is armed with today.
Well, and let's talk about something else, too, because it's called the Frozen Chosen. It was minus 41 degrees there. This was one of the coldest times in Korea. And the Chinese were throwing, even without weapons, they were throwing hundreds of thousands of people. They were just trying to overwhelm. So let's go back then. What happened was the North Koreans attacked South Korea. We stepped in because of the communists. Mao Zedong, who is head of China, said, we're going to overrun. We're going to kill all the Americans. So these guys were so overwhelmed. And one of the things we made a point about, how cold it was, the weapons were not functioning properly. They also ran out of ammunition. And on top of all of that, they burned up the barrels on a lot of those weapons. And let me tell you, I fired all of those weapons myself. That's punishment alone after a while.
Right, Jim. What people don't realize, they think, oh, what was wrong with our military? We didn't have enough ammunition. They were going through it like it was nothing. They were blowing through so much ammunition because of the volume of the people, 120,000 people coming at you. You don't have enough ammunition. And you just couldn't, they couldn't supply them fast enough. And that's what my dad was saying, that just the number, the sheer numbers were just mind-boggling of the troops. He said he remembers them coming toward him. Just vast numbers. You couldn't shoot enough times, he said. You just couldn't.
Well, you know, it's
it's crazy, I think. That's crazy.
What was interesting to me in doing some research on this battle, Fred, is that it was so trivialized. It was rarely ever mentioned, and when it was, it was the forgotten war, which is very surprising to me. Did your dad ever mention anything about that?
He did, but you know, my dad was a very private person. He learned all about this right before he died, and at his funeral, a lot of his veterans came to the funeral, and they just opened up. They open up. And let me tell you what Lieutenant Snelling said about my dad. He said, one of the bravest men, I wrote this down. I put this down in his journal. I put a journal down for my dad. One of the bravest men, he said he never backed down. He goes, Fred, he never backed down from a fight. Everything I told him, he would do, whether or not he was going to get killed or if something was going to happen. He just went forward and did it. And he said he was very brave and never backed down.
So proud of your father.
Yeah, what a great dad. You know, I just look back and go, wow, that guy's been through a lot.
The only time period, I guess, you know, in today's times, and MASH isn't on TV anymore, but there might be some replay somewhere, do you learn a little bit of the Korean War?
Well, MASH, you don't really get anything from MASH, because my wife and I watch the
reruns.
Well,
as a civilian, it brought some attention to it.
I was a child. Let me take you back. At that time in the United States, World War II was barely over. As I was going to elementary school, we were having nuclear bomb drills. We'd go out in the hallway and get down and get under our desk. Khrushchev was on TV. Mao Zedong was blowing up, sending hundreds of thousands across the Chinese border. The world was not at war like World War II, but we were at war. We were in the heart of the Cold War. And as we moved into when President Kennedy took office in the 1960s, there was so much tension. So the whole point was to try and stop communism, and they were throwing everything they had. And those guys, let me tell you what's scary, is still going on today. Maybe, thanks to the administration, we may see the final resolution. But here, guys, it started in 1950, and it's never been resolved. We've had an armistice, we've had a demilitarized zone, but it's never been resolved. That Korean conflict is still out there, and maybe within the next year it may be resolved. What a great thing that would be. So it's so important as we think about where we were in 1950 and where we are today.
Yeah, but Fred, I'm sorry, Jim, you know, being resolved is not having World War III and nuclear holocaust as well. So you know, it's definitely something, you know, coming from multiple areas. Just to go back, Fred, you know, you mentioned a couple things earlier, you know, where your dad, you know, is very, you know, slow to discuss a lot of the things that happened before and, you know, and what happened in the military, you know, and to tell you from my experience, as well as any other veteran that served in the military in an active conflict or a some type of a war situation, you know, you fight for the people beside you, you know, and right now.
Exactly.
You know, that's the hard thing that, you know, and it's great that he opened up. You know, my grandfather also was in, you know, he was in World War II in Korea. You know, he was a very quiet professional, you know, just like we're seeing right now with the, you know, the longest war that we've had in the recent history, for the past 14 years, that's occurring currently. You know, we're having a war against terrorism. You know, a lot of our soldiers are out there. We have a great machine, except that we're, and there's still that same principle of the, you know, of the viewers, of the veterans and the active service members, except there is quite a few other areas that they're dealing with. But it's really important to know that we still have more of a war once they get home. As you mentioned before, you know, they didn't really identify a lot of the, they'd call it shell shock, but now it's PTSD. You know, and right now we have 22 veterans that are killing themselves on a daily basis. So it's very important that we have the supports out there and the veterans know where they can go to in order to get those things they need to do so they don't have complications as things go. So thank you so much for the conversation.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the word. By the way, Dr. Kyle, in the month of September is suicide prevention and mental health. I have made arrangements that the month of September is going to be all about suicide prevention.
We'd love to have you back for that.
You bet. So we'll be right back after this word from all of our partners. We've got Fred Penny talking about his dad with Ron and Robin and Jim. We'll be right back after these words.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman charities.org and be a part of our team.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to allianceforthebrave.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo...
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. Fred, in closing, I want to say thank you so much for being on board with us today and telling us about your dad. What's your final thought about all of this that you learned from your dad?
Let me tell you this final thought and round it out with a great ending story of my father. My father was a giving man. He helped everyone he could. And again, this is a brag section about my father, but that's okay because he never bragged about himself. And it's time to,
he deserves
to brag
it.
About him. He deserves it. That's right. So here's a man who, by the way, came in a small town in California and saved a fire department. There's a little fire department in Penryn, California that was going bankrupt. He basically came in as the head of the board of directors for years and years, saved this fire department, brought money in, raised money, refused to take a salary, refused to take money. And after he passed away, I think it was 5 years after he passed away, they renamed the fire department, the Frederick Ernest Penny Jr. Memorial Fire Station.
That's
a huge
great.
Ceremony. And in fact, you go to that fire department, and it's got his name on the side of the building, and there's a huge plaque. It's probably 6 feet high by 8 feet wide. It's on a big stone, and it's encased in his name in his memory. So,
what a legacy, Fred. What a legacy.
Man. Yeah, what a man that just didn't stop serving his country. He came and served the fire department in a small community that needed help. And that's the man he was.
Fred, thank you so much for being on board. And when I'm in California in October, I'll see if I can look you up. We can go take a picture of that plaque. Fred, thank
Let's
you for
it.
Being on board.
And guys, don't forget to tune in to Fred nationally on USA Radio Network for Law Talk Radio. Right, Fred?
Right. We're going live in about 7 minutes. So I'm going to hang up and run into the studio and start Radio Law. It's called Radio Law Talk. And Radio Law Talk. And we are all over the West Coast, 3 hours live. We're actually, like you said, we're in Dallas. We're everywhere. We're in Minneapolis. And it is taking off. People like to hear me. And it is a funny show. Everyone thinks it's boring. It is the funniest show you've ever heard. It is entertaining.
Well,
and
we can
you
only
learn
imagine
a little bit about the law.
We've had
yep,
you yep. for the full hour, and you've been so entertaining. So it's going to be twice as good on your own show. So we wish you well. We're going to say goodbye to you now so you can get set. And we so appreciate you sharing about your dad today.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you for letting me tell my story.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
That's our service spotlight on Alliance for the Brave. Ron, you've got a quick message to share with our listeners as well.
As our resident doctor so graciously shared, if you are looking to find your medical records, get copies of those, and your service records, just go to archives.gov. That's plural, archives.gov. And just click on the Veterans Records section there, and you can get copies of your records sent to you directly to your home. Texas Veterans Commission, we help you do it as well. We can help you get a little bit quicker, but archives.gov, you can order that stuff yourself, but it may come back in about 6 weeks, but you'll still get it.
That's all that matters. And Dr. Kyle, we're so excited that you could join us for a brief bit today. We welcome you back in the month of September, talking about suicide prevention. And we want to encourage our listeners, as our show is coming to a close, please continue to tune in, join in, and get plugged in with us every week via our website and Facebook Live and just Facebook. And we also encourage you to support our partners and service organizations who support our service members. Learn more about us online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Coming up next, Jim and guys, is a super program you don't want to miss. Dr. Muir Healthcare Begins With You, hosted by our dear friends, health and wellness professionals, Pete Persaud and Ashley Burgess.
Oh, I bet that's going to be fun. I also want to mention that go to our website. You're going to find out about a senior 55-plus job fair and volunteer fair that's going to be at Collin County College. the Preston Ridge campus. There are all kinds of activities like this, opportunities to tune in, plug in, and join in. Go to Alliance for the Brave.
And Jim, as you know, Fred Penny shared the story about his dad and this forgotten battle. You found a book that would be a great read for our listeners.
Oh, man, this is terrific. I've got it. I'm showing it on Facebook. It's Devotion by Adam Kakos. Let me tell you something. It's incredible. It's about the first African-American aircraft carrier pilot in the United States Navy in history. You need to read it. So I want to say thank you for this special edition of Alliance for the Braves. Robin?
Thank you guys so much. And for all of our service, active duty servicemen and women around the world, we are here for you to support you and your families.
Ron?
I really appreciate the guests that we had today. Very informative. But make sure you tune in, especially for the whole month of September, for Suicide Prevention Month.
All right. I say this prayer. God protect all of our men and women around the world and those who have served as well. We pray this in Christ's name. And this is Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication for today's active duty military and veterans on the Armed Forces Radio Network and on the USA Radio Network.
And that will do it for us, guys. Have a blessed rest of your weekend.